Okay, today's daf is Shvius daf Ayin Gimel, and we are on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Yesterday we had Rav Shimon bar Yochai made an appearance in the shir out of the cave and the parallel Gemara in Shabbos and the Bavli daf Lama Gimel. But then the second half of the daf on Amud Beis, we got into the different areas for Biur Shalosh Aratzos LeBiur as we get into this, the other half of this discussion of this parak, right? We started off with Svichin. That was the first couple of discussions. And then the rest of this parak is going to be about Biur. We just had the Mishnah about the different areas of Biur. Beis Hashem on tomorrow's daf, we have the three-way machlokas tanoim, which we alluded to before. If you have in one barrel, you're pickling three different vegetables from three different areas, what do you go by? Do you go by no Saint Tom? Do you go by the first one, the last one? Do you not separate a bit between them? And then we're going to talk about exactly what Biur is, even. We have to get to that Mishnah, which is also going to be important. Okay, so we are on the top. Lama Amru. So what did we say yesterday in the Mishnah? We have three areas for Biur, Yehuda, Ebra, Yarden, and Galil. And each of those is split up into three. As the Mishnah said, Shalosh, Shalosh, Aratzos, Lekol Achas Va'achas. Each of them are split up. Asks the Gemara now, or it's the Mishnah. It's a continuation of the Mishnah. V'lama amru shalosh aratzos. What is the message of three lands? What significance does this have? Shiyu ochle b'kalachas v'achas ad shi'ichle ha'achron sheba. So that you could eat from any of the produce in those lands until the last one is finished. Ad shi'ichle ha'achron sheba. What exactly does that mean? So that if you look in Psachim, on Daf Nunbeis in the Bavli, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi has a shita that Tosfos rejects, and the Mefarshim here assume that it's like Tosfos Pshat. Rashi seems to say there, Tosfos there quotes Nunbeis and Beis in the Bavli. Pirsha Kutras Tosfos says, with this Mishnah is quoted, that she yichla ha'achron sheba. Pirsha Kutras that she tichle ha'achrona sheba artzoseha. Vahasholosh aratzos shebechol achas shavosein. Sounds like Rashi is saying that if you have three of Galil, let's say, so you can eat anywhere in Galil as long as you have something left in any of those three lands. And Tosfos says, no, what's the point of the three lands then? The point is that it's separated because you go by each individual one. And really there are nine areas and you go by your specific one. Ve'nira, dehim einam chalukos, lama shone, shalosh aratzos, bechol achas. Right, if they're not separate, then what's the purpose of of saying that there are three in each three? V'yod kashalari, and also, right, Tosfos quotes our Mishnah here, and he quotes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, or what was Rabbi Shimon's shita? Rabbi Shimon says that we're about to have. Look at Rabbi Shimon, the next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo amru shalosh aratzos ela b'Yehuda. Only Yehuda has split up into three. Right, the other two, the Galil and the Ebra Yad, are not split up. V'shar kal aratzos karamelach. The other three are like karamelach. All the other two lands are like Haramelech, which is a very late, that's areas around Yerushalayim, that's the produce stays there for the latest amount of time. So you see from Rabbi Shimon that there's a difference between the lands. Michlal, Tosfos now continues there. Michlal de la Tanakama, Shalosh Arashos, Chalukos, Shekal Achas, Chaluka Labir. Lakach Yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, what's the pshat of this line? Da Achron Sheba, Hainu Peros Shebahar, Achiyichla Achron Shebahar. Upera Sheba Amakim, Achiyichla Achron Sheba Amakim. Remember, each of these three areas is split up into the mountainous areas and the valleys and the plains. So you go by each one. Each one, you have the plain, where the produce in the plains until the plains are finished. V'chein b'shvela ad sh'yichla achron sh'b'shvela. And then Tosfos quotes the next line of our of the Gemara in our Yerushalmi. So we'll get to that in a minute. And then Tosfos says l'fizeh. It's also mashma that this whole chiluk is a din d'araisa. Sounds like that it's not a din d'rabbanan, that the rabbanan are being mekel or machmir, but it sounds like it is a din d'araisa. So again, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, why do you have these three lands? Because each one of them is separate. You might say, once you have these nine areas, so what's the chiddush of the three areas? Because the Rishonim discuss it. Right? What do I have to know about Yehuda, Ebra, Yarden, and Galil if it's every area is its own specific 1/9 of the areas? So what's the halachic difference of the 1/3, right? In other areas of halacha, we know there's a difference, right? In Maseches Gittin, it talks about if somebody says, I give you a get almanas that I come back from Galil, I come back from Yehuda. So there are different areas, but that might be just arbitrary. There has to be something inherent that the Rishonim discuss. Okay. But at least Pashup Shad, like Tosfa says, Imsachim, that there are 9 areas. And Rabbi Shimon again says, no, there's only 5 areas. Yehuda split up into 3, but the other 2 are all 1. V'chol ha'ratzos, ka'achas l'zesim l'tmarim. But all lands are equal regarding olives and dates. Because those, you know, even if you don't have somewhere, then the animals, as we'll see, will go to the other areas because they really want the olives and the dates. So there's no limit regarding those areas. Okay, Gemara. So now we have the drasha that we mentioned often, but now we have it here. Beferish. What's the source for biur, for having to do something with your fruit at a certain time? And remember the machlokas Rambam Ramban. What exactly one has to do? The Rambam says one has to destroy the produce after the time of the biur, and the Ramban, which is what we hold, is that one has to be mafkir, just put it outside, make it ownerless. And then a couple minutes later, you could go back and take it. As long as the wild animal, the chaya, has what to eat out in the field, so that the behema can eat from the house, really what's in your house. Right, as long as it's no longer available in the sada, then you have to get rid of it from your house. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned that this is somewhat of an unusual shear. Like, why should my behavior have anything to do with what the animals have outside? And this is a din d'oraisa, this drasha. The mitzvah of biur, pashtos, like the Ramban talks about this in Bahar Bichul Kosai. This is a din d'oraisa, so why should what the behavior of the animals do, you know, have anything to do with me? So we mentioned then from Rav Blumenzweig in the Sefer on Shemitah, again, the former Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Yerucham, where he writes there on page 128 in his Sefer on Shemitah, and he says, remember the point of Shvius, and he says this about almost every din, and he connects it to almost every din of Shemitah, is about not feeling the balabayas. You can't be the balabayas. That's the message of Shemitah. Hashem is the balabayas. You're not the balabayas. So, it could be that as long as animals have it out there, then you're eating it in your house. Doesn't really reflect that you are the bialim. Because you could eat, just be like an animal outside, and you could also be eating it outside in the field. The second that it is no longer available to the animals in the field, and now you still have it in your house, that could give a feeling and a simin that you're in charge. You're in charge. You have it, even though nobody else has it out in the field. So dafka then, you gotta put it outside. Dafka then, there's the chshash. Right? Ulai mishub the dafka uz, kasher yesh, kasher rakla adam, she'agar, va'asaf. Yish peros v'yachir meinam yichol nasikom. Now I have and nobody else has out there. Chashu chachamim shachilas ha'adam tivate bailus v'tashkiach mimenu as kedushas ha'peros. Right, that the eating it could reflect bailus, and you'll forget the kedusha. You forget that who's really in charge. Es heyosam hefker v'lachein. That's why this is the shear. Again, pashtus beer is daraisa. There are rishonim that say that it is a drabanan, or at least the shear is drabanan. This measurement, lachein tignu chacham shedavka b'shazush adam yotzi es haperis mibeso v'yafkirim shuv davar sheyashuv v'yichayeha b'kirbo es hahavana. It'll be again ultimately inspiring you again the understanding shaperis kedoshim umufkarim, and that is why that is the shear. Okay, Rabbi Chama bar Ukva. So based on this, now we explain the Mishnah about the 9 areas. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, shi'aru lomar, ein achaya, the Chazal estimated, and they figured out that ein achaya shebahar gadela be'emek, v'lo gadela achaya shebe'emek bahar. Animals aren't going to go to the different types of pastures in order to get the food. And therefore, if I'm a chaya and I live in, the mountainous area of Galil, then I'm not going to the valleys of Galil to get the food. So I'm done. I have no food anymore in my area. That's why all of these are different, because you're going by the animals, and the animals don't switch their habitats in order to go get their food. Right? They're not gedela. They can't live off of the other areas, and therefore, that is why Chazal instituted these 3 shiurim. Right? That's what the Gemara says, and that's how the Mefarshim explained it. Good. Dik Litianus, Aik Libre Panyas. Dik Litianus, one type of Roman emperor, Aik. What is Aik? The Marafolda says, Meitzar. He caused problems. He was oppressing, he was being difficult to the people of panyas. People of panyas. Some say that means the banyas. Beis and Peis sometimes switch. So up near the banyas, up north. So Amrin Le, Anan Azlan. So they said, we're leaving. They told the emperor, okay, we're out of here, we're leaving. Amr Le, Sofi Sata. The Sofi Sata, which is the advisor, the barafol that says, Yoetz Echad. The advisor said to Diklitianus, Lo Azlan, they're not going to leave. Don't worry about it. They're not going to go anywhere. There's just a threat. V'in Azlan Lon, Chazlan Lon. If they go, they're coming back. If they go, they're coming back. Why? Because, you know, people are used to where they live. To switch total habitats, you know, it'd be very hard. And I'll prove it to you. The same thing applies to animals. V'boz, and if you want to check, you want to test, Aisi Tavyan, bring a deer. V'shalchun La'ara Derechika. And send it to a very far place. Ubasof in el chazon lasreya, and you'll see it'll eventually come back. It'll eventually come back to what it's used to. Avar Kain, and he did it. He tested. I see Tavi, and he brought some deer. Remember, test and sadi switch in Aramaic. V'chavi karnet tahon bekesef. He covered their horns with silver, so he would remember. He would know which deer, you know, these are. Send it far away. So he covered their horns with silver for purposes of identification. V'shalchel Afrike. He sent them to Africa, very far away. And guess what? Basov Tlas HaSeishnin, after 13 years, Chazun Lasreon, they came back. So you see, animals come back to what they're used to. So, you know, that they can't stay away. So that's why you have the different areas in the halachas of Bir, but also people are also used to where they live. Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, because that, why we call this whole interesting story, because that la merchas, to teach me, she'ein chaya shebahar g'deila ba'emek, she'ein yotzeis bimakam shergol al-kach. You don't leave what you're used to. And therefore, the sophista told the emperor that you don't have to worry. Couple of points. First of all, the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi tells us on the psukim of Yaakov's brachos, Naftali Ayala Shalucha. Naftali is a sent out Ayala, a hind. Minhag, says the Ramban ala Torah. Minhag b'moshli aretz l'shloach zeh l'zeh ha'ilem. The minhag of emperors of different lands is to send ayalim to their other emperors in other lands. Why? Because why they send each other animals? The kachu inyan ki ha'ayalosh enoldu be'eretz melech hatzafon yigdulu osan pechale melech hanegev. Because ayalos that were born in the northern land, let's say he'll send it to the king in the southern land. The yikshru ksav habisor bekarneha. This is the old mail system. What would the king in the south do? He'll put a letter on the horns of the animal, and a letter free. And guess what? V'tarutz maher v'tashuv l'ma'ona v'yisbasru b'hen. And he'll run back to the place that he was born, that he was used to growing up. And that's how they had mail service, right? They used to send animals to the opposite of the world, knowing that it'll come back. V'zetam imre shefer. Kolomar ayala shulucha mivaser besoros tovos. And ayala, that shlucha, is going to come back and bring messages. Vohe inyan ze yadua, says the Ramban. This is known. Vohu muzkar b'Yerushalmi b'Masech HaShviyas. Oh, the Ramban. Ramban knew Shviyas. Ramban knew everything. The Ramban, you know, Yerushalmi Shviyas. Amru, the Ramban quotes. In Azlin Lon Chosrin. If they go, they're coming back. V'bos l'mivdaka, if you want to check. Right, if you read this Ramban and you didn't do Yerushalmi Shviyas, we have no idea what's going on with this Yerushalmi. But now this the Ramban quotes it. V'bos l'mivdaka, Aisin Tavin, V'yishalchun, La'ara Rechika, Besof, In Chosrin. They'll come back. Ovat Kain, V'aisi Tavin, V'chafi Karneum, B'ksaf. He lying covered the horns with silver. V'shalchun l'afrike, b'sof tlas asri shtin, chazun l'asreon. After 13 years, they came back. Shehitirum l'achar yugim l'shana. They let him free. Right up until that point, why did it take 13 years? Because they didn't let him out for 13 years. And after they let him out, they went back. Umiyad chazru. V'hamashal ki naftali sevar ratzon umali b'kal tov. Umimeno tovo b'sorah l'kol Yisrael. Beautiful. So that's the Ramban says this. Also related that animals always like their habitat. Remember the thought that we have said in the past on the makas, on the maka of Arov. on the Makkah of Aru. Remember the Lashon of the Torah in Parshas Va'era. Moshe Rabbeinu warns, Hineni mashlich b'cha, mashlich b'cha, v'avadechu, v'amecha, v'avadecha, esa arov. I'm going to send you the wild animals. Umalu batei Mitzrayim esa arov. And the houses of the Egyptians will be filled with arov. V'gam ha'adama asherheim aleha. And also the land that they are on. What does that phrase mean? I'm going to send you the arov, and the arov is going to fill the batei Mitzrayim, and I'm going to send, the batei Mitzrayim will be filled with the arov and the land that they are on. So what does this mean? So two pshatim. So one, we'll appreciate this because we do Yerushalmi. Back in Maseches Kelayim, towards the end of Maseches Kelayim, if you remember, we had in the Adnei Sadeh. Remember we had that animal that is half animal connected to the ground. It has like an umbilical cord to the ground. And the way that you kill it is you got to shoot an arrow because you can't get close, and it has a radius of going around and you can't get close to it. So we spoke about whether it's Tumas Adam, Tumas Behema, whatever. So the Gra says, it says here, all the wild animals came to Mitzrayim. If you have all the wild animals, you got to have the Adnei Sadeh too. So if you, how do you bring the Adnei Sadeh? Ah, you got to bring the ground with it. Right? So maybe it means I'm going to send you the Arov and the ground with it, because some animals only exist if they're attached to the ground. Right? So that's the Gra. Okay. But there are others that aren't as exotic a pshat that say though maybe it means that the, like our Yerushalmi says, that I think it's the Das Hakeinim, that the animals only act ferociously and most comfortable if they're in their habitat, because they're comfortable and they know the terrain. So maybe that's what it means. The animals, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just send animals to the Arof. He brought all their habitats. He made it Antarctica, and he made it the Amazon, and he made it all the habitats in Mitzrayim, so the animals will be comfortable there. And in that way, they would attack. That's the idea of the Arov. Remember the story also in Nabi that Elisha sent the bears? He sent the bears out of the forest. But first, what was the forest doing there? He also created a forest in order to have the bears. One other ha'ar I saw in the back, in the Sefer, L'chaim b'Yerushalayim. Right? L'chaim b'Yerushalayim is one of the achronim in the back. And he quotes, maybe this is also included in Hashem's promise to Avraham. Hashem says, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimolatecha mi'beis avicha. Leave your land and your birthplace, El Arz Asher Ara'eka, V'al Tira V'al Teichas, and don't be nervous and scared, to Shinui Ha'avir Yemazik Lecha, that the change of habitat and climate will hurt you. U'mochrach Atal Lachzor, and you'll have to come back. Like Yerushalmi says here, that, you know, don't worry, they're coming back. Right? No. El Ani Mavtichacha, I promise you, Da'ad Rabba V'eschal L'goy Gadol, so that's what he quotes from his son, I think, that even included in that promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a promise that he won't have to return to the place that he is. L'chaim Yerushalayim is Rav Chaim Palagi, the Ram, the Izmir, okay, Turkey. Viter says the Gemara. So we're speaking about animals don't change their habitat, and then we have this little story about the emperor. We continue, and we have the Ramban that quotes this Yerushalmi in Parshas Vayechi. Tani Rishim Gamliel Omer Simin Laharimilin. How do you know, right, exactly where the borders are of these nine? Remember, in each of the three areas, you have the mountainous areas, you have the plains, and you have the valleys. So Rishim Gamliel says Simin Laharimilin. A simin to know that it's mountainous areas is Milin, where you have galnut trees. La'amakim, tamarim. In the valleys, you have tamar. Tamarim, dates. Right? We know in the Torah, what's called Ir HaTamarim, Yericho. Yericho is the Ir HaTamarim, and Yericho is all the way down by the Yarden. It's not in the mountainous valley, it's in the valleys. L'nachalim kanim. And nachalim kanim, reeds. Right? There are always reeds in the low-lying, the plains where the rivers are. Or this is just a brisa, even not talking about our specific three areas. It's we're in Nachal. L'shvela, that's the plains. Shkamim, you have the sycamores. V'yavavishin, ra'el adavar zeichel adavar. And even though there's no proof, there is a remez to it in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. V'esharazim natan kishkamim asher b'shvela larov. Shlomo HaMelech had so many cedars, like there are sycamores in the shvela. So that's a remez that there are sycamores, shikamim, in the Shvela La Rov. So what does this brisa have to do with anything? What is this brisa telling me? That, okay, there are, this is a simin for these, this topography, this area. So is the boy may marlami, that's a din idmar. Some say it has to do with din, dinimaminus. Dinimaminus, that means if you buy, I'm buying an area of land in the Shvela, it's gotta have this. And if I'm buying in the mountains, it's gotta have this, or else, like it's a mekatos, and, you know, I didn't get the fair, my fair land. The is the boy may mar, and others say, le'egla arufa itmar. It's telling me regarding egla arufa. What's egla arufa? Not for dinim aminis. That negarufa needs nachal esan. So nachal, there's got to be some reeds there for it to be nachal esan. So there, are, that's what the. If not, it's not called a nachal. Not called a nachal, as the pasuk says. The Gemara Folder quotes it, Nachal Ksiv. If I did, okay, that explains Nachal Esan. So what about the other three mentioned? It says the Gemara Folder, if I did this on Nachal Tanikulu. It was telling you about Nachal, but once it mentioned, you know, what defines Nachal, it defines the other. Maybe this is also building on the previous one, that is telling me something else about Nachal, but the other ones are also included. Interesting, what does Nachal Esan mean? What is the Pasuk of the Pasuk? A strong Nachal? Right, you have to do egla rufa, the anonymous corpse ceremony. Nachal Esan, that is so not clear. What does it mean? How do you have a strong valley, a strong nachal, a strong river? So if you look in, where would you look? You would look in Sefer Nachal Esan. Right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer on egla rufa, which you remember, when we quote this once every couple of months, he writes in the Hakdama there that Hilchas egla rufa was like a meis mitzvah. Right? Who knows Hilchas Egla Rufa? There's no Shulchan Aruch on Egla Rufa. And he wrote this whole Sefer on Hilchas Egla Rufa. Right? So he says, right, not only did he write on everything that, quote unquote, the common Shona Halachos, and he quoted a number of Svarim on regular, so to speak, Lima, but he wrote on everything. So he says, he quotes the Sefer Chasidim, Kol mitzvah shein lo doresh v'imi shivakish achareha, any Lima that people aren't doing, tidrashena, you seek after it. Lefishi kemes mitzvah, shein lo rodfim, redof acharel lasosa, sha mitzvah mitkatreges v'yomeres, the mitzvah goes up to Hashem and complains and cries, kama garua ani, shenisalamti mikova kol, nobody's learning me. Right, that Rav Meir Shapir quoted this when he was Machriz the Daf Yomi. There are so many Masechtas that nobody learns. He says, I need to have a program that everybody learns. Everybody learns. So that's what he says. Here he says, when I did this when I was younger, Ein lanu al ze harbe me rishonu v'achronu v'kama shilos v'seiko sheish lo where. There are so many questions. It's a mitzvah shein lo dorish. So I wrote this sefer. So if you look there in Perek Yud Aleph, Simin Yud Aleph, he has Din Nachal Eisan. Din Nachal Esan. What is Nachal Esan? Ezo Nachal Esan? Yesh Bazeh Kamashitos. Many Shitas. Das Rov Rishonim. And again, he has, each simon is like four lines, and then he has six page columns of footnotes. So he says, Das Rov Rishonim. Nachal Esan, he bika kashe v'chazaka she'en rui lizria. Kimai de'atchak. It means like a rocky air, like hard. Like you see a rocky, deserted desert area. You look at that, that's like a hard area. Nothing grows there. That's what Esan means. Ubediyeved kasha, abisheino kasha. Right, the Gemara says, the Nachal Esan is only the Chachilo, it has to be Esan, bediyeved not. But that's what Esan means according to Rov Rishonim. But that's our Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, Shehu Nahar Sheshotef Mayim Bechazaka. A very strong flowing current of a river. That's a Nachal Esan, a strong river. It's gotta be near there. Abisheino kasha, doesn't have to be so big, it has to be strong. The Yeshomrim, Shehu Nahar Hanoveya Biyemosak Shamim, Uposik Biyemosak Chama, some type of a well, of Mayan. Upsikta Zadrasi Isa, Sha'orvim Mosakham, Vachulu. The Yeshomrim, Shehu Sada Dashain Vishamain, a very luscious, like the opposite of number one, right? A very luscious and fertile area. Dashain Vishamain. So, you don't know what the word means. Machlokas Rishonim, and he, of course, goes through all of the Shitas about, Nachalais. Again, Rov Rishonim, Rashi, Rashbam, Rosh, Ramban, Ritva, Rabbeinu Bachai, Chinuch, Maharik, they all quote, like Nachalaisan, that it is, you know, the hard and unfertile, But that's just in terms of Nachal Esan. Again, the Rambam says that it is, the fast, flowing river. Okay. So we continue. V'ha'emek, Zehu, so now we get back to some of the, chilukim in the three of the three in the Mishnah. Emek Ezeo Emek Bigalil. So give some borders. What is the border of the Emek in the Galil? Kagon Bikas Ginosar, the Chavroseha, the area around the alley of Ginosar, which is north of what we have Tveria today, that whole area, and the suburbs, right? Ginosar. Right, Ginosar, we know, if you remember, comes up in Brachas Mem Dalet. Remember that sugya? Brachas Mem Dalet, the Ikr V'Tafel sugya, where the Gemara wonders, the Mishnah says, if you have an Ikr and a Tafel, you only make a bracha on the Ikr and not on the Tafel. And therefore, the example given in the Mishnah about Ikr and Tafel, you know, if you would have asked me, I would have said, you know, you make a bracha on the cereal and you don't make a bracha on the milk. You make a bracha on the Ikr and not on the Tafel. But the Mishnah's example is, if you're eating something salty with bread, you make a bracha on the salty thing and you poacher the bread. So ask the Gemara, bread is tafel. Bread is always the Ikr. You have a sandwich. How do you have an example of bread being the tafel and maliach being the Ikr? So the Gemara says, umika midi davi maliach Ikr upas tfeila. Brachas mem dalad. In the Bavli, you ever have something salty Ikr and the bread tfeila? Amar of acha beredra avira amar of asha. Yeah. By the Paris Ginosar. Peres Ginosar, which means on this sweet, over-the-top sweet fruit, that's where you can have bread as the tafel. What's the case? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there. Right? What is it? You have very, very sweet fruit to counter the sweetness. I'm going with Tosfos of Shot. You eat some bread to counter the sweetness, but then to counter the bread, you have to have you have to have something salty in order to counter the sweetness, and to counter the saltiness, you have to have the bread. So it's like three steps, which Tosfos then discusses. So then, neither of them are Ikr, right? The fruit of the Ikr. Okay, then Rashi has a different shot there. But the Gemara there talks all about these, you know, what would happen when people would eat these Peres Ginosar, some of the Amoraim, right? Rabbi Yavo, Achel Adahavi Shorek Le Dudva Ba'apose, right? He used to eat these fruit until, like, his forehead started sweating and flies would slide off his forehead because he ate so much of it. Ravami Ravasi Aviachle Adonasir Mizayu, their hair used to fall out. Rishuman Ben Lakish used to eat until he would lose himself. Atamarid, until he would like become delirious. Right? Amalur, Rabbi Yochanan used to like to have to tell people to go get him. Right? His brother in law. But this is Peres Ginosar. Peres Ginosar. V'chein Kayotze Behen, and also similar areas are also considered the border of the Emek. Ubi Yehuda Hahar. And in Yehuda, remember we have the different areas. The Har, Ezo Har Shebi Yehuda, Zahar HaMelech, right? The mountainous areas around, right? Yerushalayim Harim Savivla, right? That's the Har HaMelech. The Shvela Suj, Shvela Darom, and the Shvela is considered the Shvela by the south. The Emek Shalom, Me'ain Gedi, Va'ad Yericho. And what's the Emek in the area? Engedi. Engedi, we know, is all the way down by the Yardane, all the way until Yericho. Ein Gedi, a very important event happened at Ein Gedi. We don't appreciate it. When you go down to Ein Gedi, you just think about the ibex and the different areas. But Ein Gedi is where, remember, David HaMelech ran, and Shaul HaMelech ran after David because he heard he's in Ein Gedi. In the Shmuel Aleph, Perach of Gimel, the last pasuk in Perach of Gimel, Vayal David Misham Vayeshav Mitzados Ein Gedi. Shaul heard that he was hiding in Ein Gedi, so Shaul went to find him. Like we know so much of Shmuel Aleph, Shaul was chasing after David. And what happens? Shaul goes into a cave to go to the bathroom, and David and Melech's men say, "Now you could kill him. He's trying to kill you. Go kill him." And what does David do? He goes in, and instead he cuts the edge of his robe. Cuts the edge of his robe, which then he felt bad afterwards, and Chazal say he was punished for it. He says, "How did I do this?" But afterwards, he comes out, and David screams to Shaul and says, "Shaul!" Doesn't say Shaul, right? What he says, "Vayikra achay Shaul emar, Adoni HaMelech, vayabet Shaul acharav, vayikod David apayim, vayomer David l'Shaul, lama tishmes divrei adam lemar, hine David mevakish rasecha, why do you think I want to do something negative to you? Hayom azeh roi necha, look, I could have killed you. I cut your beged. I'm not touching a Mashiach Hashem," David says to Shaul. "The Avi," he calls him my father, "Re'e gam re'e is knaf me'ilcha biyadi, ki bekarsi is knaf me'ilcha v'lo harakticha," the fact that I cut your robe and didn't kill you, "da re'e ki ein biyadi ra, ufesh alocha tasi loch," just stop chasing me already. David says to Shaul, "Yishpor Hashem b'ni v'necha, unakamani Hashem imecha, v'yadi lo tiyebach, v'yechulu," and he continues, "and what are you chasing?" David says, classic David HaMelech, "Mi yatsa melech Yisrael, acharei mi ata rodev," who are you chasing? "Acharei kelev mace, acharei parosh echad," I'm a mosquito, I'm a dead dog, what are you chasing? V'hayek, and when David finished his whole monologue, David says, Shaul says, "Hakol chazeh b'ni David," he calls him b'ni, "v'yisa Shaul kolo v'yev," and he starts crying. And Vayomer el David, "Sadika tamimeni, ki atagam altani atova, v'ani gamalti chara." It's my fault. I'm bad. And he skips a couple of psukim and he says, "Atahine yadati, ki maloch timloch. V'kama biyadcha mamlechas Yisrael. Shaul says it. Shaul says, not that he's going to stop, but at least for a moment, in En Gedi, that's where Shaul says, okay, David, I know you're going to be the king. You're going to be the king. This is Hashem's will. Just don't wipe. Right? That's what he says. And that's what David HaMelech did, whatever he could to save Yonah. And David swears, I'm not going to do anything to your offspring. But that happened in En Gedi. Right? Perachav Gimel, Perachav Dalet, there in Shmuel Aleph. So that's the border here. That's the Amek of this area. Continuing, other borders. Ezeh har shem Eber Yarden. What about the borders of Eber Yarden? Tanir Shimon Elazar Omer. Kugon Hare Mechuvar veGedor veChinka Yotzibahen Ushvei Laso Cheshbon veChal Areha Cheshbon. Right, one of the areas that were conquered by Bnei Yisrael. Asher beMishor Divon uBamos Bal Beis Bal Maom veChinka Yotzibahen. VeEmek Shalo Beis Haram uBeis Nimra veChinka Yotzibahen. UbeEmek Beis Haram uBeis Nimra veSukas veTzafon Yasser miMalchus Mamlechas Sichon Melech beCheshbon. All these borders. Beis Haram, Beis Ramaso, Beis Nimra, Beis Nimrin, Sukkos Dar Ala, Tzfon Amaso. Right? Those are the different borders that they have. Just one question, to finish off with, and that is, the Mishnah sound here includes Eber HaYarden, right? And what are the three? The three areas are Shalosh Aratz, Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, Vegalo. Does Eber HaYarden have Kedusha? Right? The Mishnah is here in Shvias sounding like Eber HaYarden has Kedusha Shvias, and there's Biur. And there's Biur. If you look at the Mishnayis in Yadayim, in the fourth parak, right, it sounds like it doesn't have. So you have to be mechalik between different areas of Eber HaYarden. Tosfos and Psachim, in Yevamos, Daf Tezayin, discusses there are different areas of Eber HaYarden. Areas that Moshe conquered, areas that Moshe didn't conquer, Amon, Moav, Sichon, Og, right, all these different borders. So you have to be mechalik between Yesh v'Yesh. There are some areas of Eber HaYarden that do have, and some that don't. Maybe just to end off, Cheshbon here is mentioned here in one of the cities of Eber HaYarden. We mentioned this in the Shem Rav Kook in the past. Rav Kook says that one of the places that Bnei Yisrael had to conquer before going into Eretz Yisrael was Cheshbon. Right, before somebody makes Aliyah, there is not everything is going to make sense. Right, you got to conquer Cheshbonos. You got to conquer Cheshbon. Certain amount has to make sense, but you got to get over it. You got to go over Cheshbonos and Bez Hashem just, you know, take the... Not the plunge, it's the opposite, right? Aliyaz gavoa mikol ha'aratzos, Eretz Yisrael. So, Beth Hashem, that's what the remez is by conquering Cheshbon before moving to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.